tonight.
You can count on that.
8 to 11.
Yes. We go to 11 now.
Do you know they go to 11
now? Oh, yeah.
After a backstabbing?
Yeah.
Well, you're one up on most ticket chicks then.
Wow.
I've got a new bit where when I do an appearance, I quiz the ticket chick to see if she really has much of an idea of what it is I do at the station.
And what do they normally...
Most creative response I got was this past Friday from Alana. You guys know Alana?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who said, her exact words were, well, I assume that the station didn't just go to dead air at night. And I said, that's right.
Well, I have issues with Alana, who had... I was reading the latest guy's guide.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's kind of old by now, but the latest, the last one that came out.
Right.
And she had fake sports knowledge in her little Q&A situation. Her Q&A seemed like, wow, this ticket chick may be ready to be a talk show host on the ticket because she had very learned responses to sports issues like Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame and what were the Stars' problems this season and just going on through the line. She had these really impressive answers, and I thought, you know, we might want to get some of these HSOs on the air, so I asked her, so what do you really think about this? Oh, my boyfriend wrote it for me.
Oh,
gosh.
That's not good. Well, you know, I was complaining to Grego about this lack of familiarity, and he goes, listen, man, look, we can have our choice. We can have real hot girls, don't have any idea about the station. We can have some big fat pigs that are P1. It's your decision.
The hammer.
Those aren't lukewarm.
All right, so what do you got tonight, Chief?
Well, tonight, Friday night, we had what turned out to be one of the most stellar editions ever of the P1 Hey Man What's Up Rodeo. We're going to revisit one of the best rides ever at 9:10 tonight.
By who?
Pro Pot Jeff.
Pol Pot Jeff?
No, you're confusing P1s. Pol Pot Jeff is a whole nother P1. This is a guy who favors marijuana reform.
Not the guy who favors Pol Pot?
No.
Not the Khmer Rouge?
No, not that guy. And then at 8:50, we will have in studio, direct from Burleson, the vibrator lady who just got her charges dropped against her. Now, I know both you guys are real conservative, but have you guys ever hosted one of those passion parties at your house? Because a lot of girls have.
No.
A lot of wives have those. I just wondered.
Lot of wives have those?
They do.
They don't?
Yes. Okay, 8:50 tonight, I'll confirm it.
A lot of wives.
They do.
I'm still trying to sort through the fact that you have so many Pol Pot supporters on your show that you had to designate one as Pol Pot Jeff.
Now, George,
Pol Pot Bill or Pol Pot George or anything.
George, I know you're real conservative, but you don't think that housewives ought to be prosecuted on felonies for possessing more than 5 vibrators, do you?
More than 5, so 4 is okay?
No, I don't. That's their business. And
so, is more than 5 make you a dealer?
Yes. You're making a joke there, but that's really the way the law is interpreted. 5 implies intent to distribute. Seriously.
Wow.
That law is still on the books in 3 states.
So she hosts a lot of these parties with housewives, and they're real popular. And
right.
Really?
Yeah, hey, man, if my wife at age, 45 or 50 or whatever, still interested in that sort of thing, I think I would consider that a good thing.
Wouldn't that mean you have to get married?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I was speaking in the figurative sense.
So what time is this tonight?
8:50. And her husband.
Can George
maybe I'll dial up.
Yeah, give us a call, George.
Charlie doesn't like it when I call up.
No, you're welcome anytime. I might be able to have her over to your place to throw a party if you want.
Really?
Sure.
Bring your pocket rocket.
What?
We did it!
All right, so that's the P1 Wire tonight at 8.
We did it.
Here's Dora to take us home.
4 hours and we did it.
Thanks to Verizon Wireless and thanks mostly to George.
Thank you, Bob, for letting me on Bad Radio.
You going to do a show tomorrow morning? You guys back on vacation?
I think we're back on vacation. No, we'll be back tomorrow. We didn't play the Bob Knight tape.
Tomorrow.
We did it. Can you play it for me tomorrow?
Aren't you calling us tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
This is The Ticket.